Part 1. Simplicity. Take all you want, eat all you take. Amish proverb. By the cash register at my favorite coffee shop sits a stack of business cards that promise to simplify my life. The secret, shouts the card, is to get organized. A worthy goal, but I have a feeling that its aim is to help me stuff even more activities into my weighted with responsibility schedule. Not exactly my definition of simple living. Actually, I'm not sure any of us in the 21st century, running breathless, addicted to technologies that are supposed to make our lives easier but really make them far more complex, well, I'm not sure any of us get what simple living really means. Except for maybe the Amish. The Amish personify simple living. To the casual observer, their life of simplicity seems based on living with less choice. When an Amish woman wakes in the morning, she doesn't face countless decisions about how to carry on with her day, what to wear, what to do, and how to do it. It's already been decided. Friday, house cleaning. Saturday, grass cutting. Monday, laundry day. She knows exactly what has to be done and in what order. But having less choice isn't what makes the Amish life a simple life. A truly simple life is much more than that. There's a verse in the Bible that keeps rolling around in my mind. Jesus tells his listeners not to lay up for themselves treasures on earth, where rust and moth can attack. Matthew 6:19-21. I know there's a layer of eternity in Jesus' words, but I think there's also a very practical earthly application in these verses. Rust and moth only attack things that are neglected, forgotten, devalued. In fact, I've wondered if Jesus' remark was inspired by a memory of some Nazareth neighbor's overflowing garage. Neighbors like mine, who pay monthly storage locker fees to store things that they seldom use, so that rust and moth can settle in undisturbed for a feast. Do you feel overwhelmed by clutter in your life? I sure do, both figuratively and literally. Peace of mind vanishes when I feel overwhelmed. In its place swarm restlessness and fretting, as if I'm wearing a pair of pants that's one size too small. I'm just not comfortable. That feeling happens whenever I let non-essentials crowd out the essentials. My treasures, time with the Lord, time with my family.